The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Oh, our Anthony A's all grown up. He's got a case of the olds. I'll let him explain everything. It's Thursday morning. Good morning. We are the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And one strained his back trying to mop. How about that? That's just what happened with me.
You pulled a muscle?
Yeah, dude. I don't even
That's
know
That's your official
that.
Sign of being old.
You're old, man. You wake up. You're like, my arm hurts. What do I do?
Flashbacks of playing, being able to play Hoop It Up after not stretching. Like, we would play 3 or 4 straight basketball games. Now I can't even mop a one-bedroom apartment without messing my back up.
Otto, you don't get it, though. Otto was in the other studio getting, you know, audio for our show and everything. And Anthony walks in. I'm like, hey, what's wrong? Are you okay? He's like, I pulled my back. I'm thinking, was he playing football? Was he hooping? What's happening?
Goes, so what was it, like too hard mopping. Of a stroke or what? Trying to reach one of those corners?
I poured too much pine salt to start with.
So the water was too heavy?
So I got a little circle jerky in there and I yanked it. It messed my back up, dude. That's what happened.
The whole thing, the reason this is all happening is because you use pine salt. Fabuloso, man.
The reason this is happening is because not only you, but I am also out of shape.
That's really what it was, dude. So it did kick off a yoga night last night.
There it is.
Stretch and recover. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we will start with National Mac and Cheese Day.
Ooh. Don't eat any of that.
That would have never hurt my back. Well, maybe that's the reason my back hurts. All right. We also have, National Shark Awareness Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Shark Awareness.
I'm very aware of not getting bit by a shark.
Shark attacks are on the rise because apparently we're like ruining the ocean and eating all their food. So they're coming inland. And they're like, what's up?
This also lets y'all know, too, that shark hunting is on the rise as well, too.
Can't do that. Leave them alone.
All right. And we'll wrap this one up on National Nude Day.
Nude is a naked?
Naked, y'all. Let it fly.
Birthday suit.
I'm kind of a naked person. I really am. Otto knows this. I walk around the house nude. I don't know why I do this because I'm not really confident.
Dana would, like, if she wanted to move into a nudist colony, it would be no skin off her back. No, you could do it because you have no problem. She walks around the house naked all the time.
But that's in front of you and my daughter's there. She's like, Mom, oh my God. But I am not confident about my body. But when it comes to my family, I'm like, you know what? These stretch marks, kid, you put them here. So you're going to have to look at them.
You gotta ask my dog about mine.
Oh, no. Why, you're mopping, hurting your back?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are actually tools that you can buy to trim your nether regions, to take care of yourself, men. And Pete Davidson, since he's gotten with Kim Kardashian, let's be real, the man's stock is up. And he's the new face of Manscaped. He signed a multi-million-dollar 4-year deal. Manscaped commercial that he made is hilarious.
Surprise your girlfriend. Let's show them how hairless we could be, boys. Presentation matters. Don't make me get specific, because I will. Shave your dick. Shave it, baby.
I got a hot date.
I put that up on my Instagram. Go there now, at Dana Cortez. And women were DMing me left and right. My man won't do that. My man refuses. Yeah.
Well, cause
he won't go there.
The women who listen to you like felons.
Anthony.
Like, this is how are men grooming? How is this like groundbreaking news right now?
Supposedly, it's supposed to be men will tell their women, I'm not a girl, I'm not a woman.
Dude,
it's just more comfortable to be Manscaped.
Dude, yeah, I grew up on the show Rob and Big, and I remember Rob shaving Big's back, and I was like, homie, I'd do it for my dog Austin before too. Like, real bros. Like, this is the thing. Like, we've been manscaping. Rob, been shaving my, like, I've been shaving, dog. Like,
you want to hear the worst manscaping story ever? So when I first moved into my college dorm, I was in the athlete's dorm, and the guy across from me, he would manscape on almost a daily basis, it felt like.
Good for him.
He was also about 6'6", 300 pounds, and he would leave hair all around the toilet every day.
You never complained, did you, Automatic?
I cleaned it up.
Yeah. Ew! That's horrible. Okay, so here are the 4 things your partner will appreciate you and wants you to do, men. Okay, let's start with 1. If you have a beard, wash it. Do you know that some men don't understand they have to shampoo the beard? If you don't, it stinks. Have you ever been near somebody that has a dirty beard?
Not that close.
You don't have to be that close. It stinks. You get food and saliva. And
aren't they supposed to oil it too?
There's a whole thing that you should be doing to your beard. So if you have one, learn about it.
Yeah, yeah.
2, a woman loves to see a man with clean fingernails and pedicured feet. If you have your hands out and they're dirty, or your nails aren't trimmed. I'm sorry.
The pedicure feet, you're going a little too far, bro.
No, we're not.
Go find you a man who has pedicure feet and is loyal, buddy. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. If your man's got there getting loyal pedicures on a regular, he has side chicks.
Ladies, does your man have pedicured feet and he's loyal? Hit me up, Dana Cortez, on Instagram. Call me right now. Okay, this is important, okay, especially for somebody like my husband, DJ Automatic, who has the most amazing brows ever, and my daughter, Ava Matic, our daughter, inherited them. Trim or wax your brows? Because if you don't, they just get crazy. They look like a Muppet. You know?
I go for the wax. Yeah. I've been doing it now for a while. But
since you met me, I bought you like a package.
The other thing that people do is the threading.
Oh, there you go, dude. Yeah, I got a lot of... Stay away from those women who do that, though, dating-wise. They're a lot to handle.
Oh, Anthony, have you dated a
threader? Yeah, what are they called? Estheticians or whatever?
Estheticians.
Yeah, whatever it is. They're not they're not good people.
Yes, they are. I need an esthetician. Call me. And then finally, obviously, number one is Manscaped. Trim your nether regions, guys.
It makes it look bigger. Why wouldn't you do that? That's the right off top. It makes it look bigger.
I think women just appreciate it, especially if you appreciate her.
And especially in the summer when you got to powder the donuts, it doesn't get all over. You're just a way cleaner person.
You take a skin fade to it, bro?
No, hell no. That's craziness.
Like no Brazilian? Yeah. No waxing?
Oh, no.
You're going with the Manscaped utensil here?
I don't even use that. I just use like old-fashioned scissors.
You know.
I don't even want to know. Please keep those on your side of the sink.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Northwestern University just conducted a study, and if you fall asleep with your TV on, you know, streaming whatever, looking at your phone, it's not good for your health. And I'll tell you why right now, in case you missed it. Three stories you need to know. I always go last, though. DJ Automatic, you set this little segment off. What you got?
So in case you missed it, the James Webb Telescope, which went a million miles, literally a million miles into space, sent us some of the greatest images, like, of our generation. Some of the, like, I mean, they're crazy.
If you guys have
seen
them.
Yes, of just the pictures of the universe. But while they're out there, everybody's already seen the pictures of the universe, right?
No, but you were going to put them up.
I will put them
up.
But now, they just have discovered a steamy planet that has an atmosphere.
There and might clouds.
Be, yeah, ooh. There might be something similar to Earth out there.
If you, at this point, think this is it, I don't know what rock you're living under. Seeing this photo of the universe, it just made me feel like we're like a speck of nothing in the middle of nowhere.
You know, speaking of steamy, maybe NASA should get some more steamy photos. Because it wasn't like it didn't break the internet like a Kim K nude. You know, I mean,
no,
it was
big.
You know, they should maybe do something a little more risque or
but
something like that.
They should have put a bikini on that galaxy.
They should have put a bikini on the galaxy, yeah. No, but one of the facts that blew my mind was that they were saying that the galaxy that we live in, if you were to hold up a grain of sand and look into the sky, that's how big the galaxy is compared to the rest of the universe.
And that's what I said. And these lights that they're taking pictures of are 13 billion years old.
Darn.
Basically the beginning of time.
This is wild. I feel so insignificant.
Well, in case you missed it, a new survey done by Consumer Affairs finds that 50% of millennials in the United States love their pets more than their own brother, sister, or their mother.
Oh.
Bunch of ingrates.
Dude, I love my dog. But I ain't
more than your mom.
Nah, dude.
Let me tell you, I like my dogs more than some people most of the time.
Yes.
But not your family.
Dude, my dog.
I'm pretty concerned about them being inside when it's hot outside.
My dog versus my older brother? I don't know, dude. That's a close one.
You know, it's crazy.
That's a close one.
The other day, it's really hot, and the dogs were outside. I was freaking out. Our daughter went home, didn't have a key. She's in the backyard. He's like, leave her there. She'll be fine. Like, it's hot.
She knows how to get water. Okay, the dogs can't turn on the water for themselves.
You're ridiculous. All right, in case you missed it, falling asleep with the TV on can lead to an early death. A new study from Northwestern University of Medicine used over 5,000 people and 15 years of research. They found that ambient light from TVs or cell phone causes diabetes, obesity, and hypertension because your body never reaches REM sleep. That's how you repair yourself. REM sleep is when you're dreaming and your eyes are twitching. You know when somebody's asleep and their little eyes...
And they just go back and forth, back and
forth. Yeah, they go back and forth. If you're watching television, you never really get there. So it could take a total of 10 or 15 years off of your life. What they recommend is don't use light. Use ambient noise. Now, this could take up to a month to retrain your body, but ambient noise can calm you and it keeps you asleep longer.
That makes sense. Every time I fall asleep with the TV on, I always have to wake up like 2 hours later and turned off.
But I've been sleeping with the TV on my entire life, so I'm pretty much dead.
You're not dead, but I do understand. I mean, it makes so much sense because Otto, he wakes up constantly. It's the light, and I can't sleep with the light on.
I've been falling asleep with the TV on for so long that I can't fall asleep with it off.
Take a month.
I'm not worried about the TV situation even or the phone when I'm going to bed. It's the phone when I wake up. I feel like, I fall in a bad habit of like checking my phone before I even brush my teeth, dog.
Both are really bad. The phone should not be the last thing, or streaming, whatever you're watching right now, shouldn't be the last thing or the first thing you do in the morning. We got to get healthy, people, okay? We tell our kids, get off the phone while we're literally on TikTok. Let's not do that.
Take your dog for a walk.
And if you want to see a picture of the universe, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's amazing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why did Nicki Minaj unfollow Kanye West? This is big news. Daily Dirt, time to best gossip, brought to you by Capital One. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Jane Lynch celebrating her birthday, and the one, the only, Conor McGregor celebrating her birthday today, too.
All right, I want to say a big congratulations to Rihanna. Forbes magazine has listed her as the youngest self-made billionaire. She's worth $1.4
billion. Damn.
Crazy. Think of just Fenty a little Beauty. Island girl when she first started out.
Yeah.
From Pawn the Replay to a billionaire.
So more of that came from the makeup and the lingerie.
Yeah,
stuff,
makeup
the music,
and lingerie.
Right?
Her Way Fenty it, Beauty yeah. line is amazing. And of course, Fenty Savage X. Just the whole angle she's taken. You gotta love Rihanna. Yes. All right, now let's talk about Selena Gomez, another one that I absolutely love. She was snubbed at the Emmys. Only Murders is the name of the show that she stars alongside Martin Short and Steve Martin. Steve Martin said that he was dismayed and that she plays such a crucial role in the trio, that she's crucial to the show. She balances it, and he does not understand why she was snubbed. Now, Twitter is saying that he, behind the scenes, I don't know, allegedly said it might be because she's Mexican-American.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know, you know.
So he's just upset that they both got nominated and she
didn't. He's like, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, look, like I said this before, but these are the two like pillars of comedy. They're like some of the greatest to ever do it. And I could see why she might not be put up there with them.
I mean, she did say she's learned so much from them. But we would have liked to see an Emmy nomination.
Man, we should be making progress in this, that they're going to be calling us Latinx. Like, she should be getting nominated for this stuff now. She's a definition of it, right?
Moral of the story?
All right, now let's talk about Kanye West, who unfollowed Nicki Minaj. Nicki performed, and on stage, she took a little dig. She never said his name, but she talked about, you know, the artist that was on a new song. She called him a clown. And yeah, he's not following anymore, which I thought they were really good friends. Remember, Nicki Minaj on Monster, that was really her introduction to being like a great rapper, in my opinion.
Your opinion, I would say.
Yeah, not Monster, most people's opinion. a lot of people knew she was a great rapper before
but
that.
Yeah, to have her have the best verse when Jay-Z and Kanye
solidified her as a great rapper. Yeah,
I think this is just another WWE rap move. I think they're really building this up for the biggest collaboration that we've seen in recent times. Cardi and Nicki with Kanye on the boards or producing it. I think that's what's happening. I'm pretty sure. Before 2023.
I'm going to go with Anthony's little conspiracy theory here.
And they're going on tour.
I would like to see it.
Okay. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh my gosh, this is so scary. A suspicious package shut down an entire courthouse. Turned out it was a Taco Bell order.
Oh.
Either way, it was explosive, right? The Tuscaloosa Police Department had a very exciting day earlier this week. It started with a phone call, emergency 911. These courthouse workers said there's this package in the front steps. Several officers and bomb squad showed up, shut the streets down, moved pedestrians, approached the two unidentified items, opened them up, and enjoyed
just an
some,
burrito.
Enjoyed a double decker. Anyway, the person who ordered them said that they instructed the delivery driver for no contact delivery.
Oh, there you go.
Front.
There it is, dude. Shout out to the driver for going over and beyond for that delivery.
Well, sadly, after 4 hours of time and thousands of dollars, taxpayer dollars, no one even got to enjoy the Taco Bell because they put that bomb stuff all over it.
Oh. By bomb stuff, you mean fire sauce? No.
Same difference.
Let's head over to the Vatican, where there's some drama stirring. A priest had to resign after he incorrectly performed thousands of baptisms over the course of 20 years. So at these ceremonies, he was saying, "We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit," which is incorrect. The Vatican instructs priests to say, "I baptize you," instead of "we." So therefore, all those 20 years of baptisms are actually voided. And check this out. This was actually the twist that I liked. Also, the marriages he performed, too.
No!
So if you're looking to get out, right now's a chance, my man.
Technicalities.
Hold on, Anthony, didn't you just get recently baptized by the Catholic Church?
Yeah, but my man was Father Nichols. He was saying aye. Shout out to Father Nichols.
Well, hopefully all those kids grow up to be very good-looking people, because listen to this. Science has just proven that hot people have better immune systems than their fugly counterparts.
Ooh.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. How did they even figure this out?
Well, researchers in good old Tejas took a bunch of pictures of relatively healthy college students. None of them had makeup on. And then they had strangers rank them on their attractiveness. Then they tested their blood. The ones that the people thought were the hottest also had more disease and bacteria fighting compounds, which is proof that beauty isn't just skin deep.
Hold on. I feel personally attacked. When I got COVID, I got deathly ill. Does that mean I'm ugly?
I think you're beautiful.
Oh.
That's not what your immune system says. Keep your mask on, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love a good sopapilla with honey, but is that honey in your pantry any good? I got some big food news right now. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Thursday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Listen to this. Ooh, you know what that is. That's a Game of Thrones theme song. And everybody who watched this years ago, we have to rewatch it because House of the Dragon is here.
Oh,
I'm so excited. Next month, August 21st on HBO, HBO Max, we get to find out how it all began. So it's going back.
I love your
excitement. So it's an origin story.
It's a prequel.
Nice,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I'm just going to let the whole, I'm going to let this train pass me by.
You haven't ever watched Game of Thrones?
No desire either.
Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, no.
The best show on TV right now is Umbrella Academy.
Oh, you got to stream that.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Go watch it. Do yourself a favor.
We should do a list. We should ask everybody who's listening right now, all our listeners, and then kind of do a top 10.
Okay.
And encourage people to
watch. I think the best show right now is a fantasy football mock drafts, which you should be doing, DJ Automatic. I'm in the mock room, baby.
Okay, you know what? I've been watching a lot of SportsCenter, okay? So I'm ready.
You're ready to come in second again?
Yeah, he is.
Let's go.
All right, now in food news, is that honey in your pantry bad? Does honey go bad? No. Honey is the only food that doesn't spoil in the true sense of the word. The taste can change depending on how you store it, but honey in sealed containers can remain stable and edible for centuries.
What?
I didn't know that. Nice. So they found honey in Egypt that you could still eat today that was packed 1,000 years ago.
This is exciting, dude.
I bet you that would do wonders for your allergies.
Probably so. So the honey in your pantry for the sopapillas is good. Go for it. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we'll start with National Nude Day. Yeah,
naked.
Yes,
and you know what's interesting?
Dana's a nudist. That's what Jamie's doing. No, you're damn near a nudist.
But I'm not sexy nudist. I just like run around.
She just walks around the house naked all the time.
You've always said you don't like lingerie.
Okay.
All right, there we go. All right. You know what is also National Tape Measure Day? That's pretty funny. National Nude Tape Measure Day.
Don't tell me you never used a tape measure. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, for overweight. Yes, you're measuring your inches.
Every guy knows what I'm talking about.
I use a remote. All right. And it's also National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh my gosh. My favorite mac and cheese is the one my nana used to make. I still make it. But I have to give a close second to DJ Automatic's Kraft mac and cheese in the blue box. Is like $1.29. I don't know what this man does to it. I say this every year. I crave it. It's freaking his butter to milk ratio. I don't know what he does.
It's science, Dana. And I'm going to give you another scientific fact. If you don't eat that macaroni and cheese and you lose some weight, it makes your look bigger for the tape measure.
Macaroni in a pot. God, why do you make me have to edit more?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was breaking down what women desire when it comes to men grooming and manscaping. Well, homies, before you take the razors to your man, we're going to give you five tips you need to know about manscaping. All right, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and let's get to know each other very intimately right
now. Very well
now.
Today.
All right, Automatic, I learned today that you are very pro manscaping.
I'm very pro manscaping, okay. But I will say this just from jump, I never go bald.
Oh, never go razor, never go bald, skin fade on that
no,
one. Huh?
Never no, never go skin fade on that. No, I'd like to keep it an inch, maybe longer.
All right. Well, everybody could use some tips, especially men, when it comes to cleaning down there. So number one tip is go slow and use a right razor for manscaping.
Don't
right?
want to nick that.
Ow. Nope. Not oh, dude. Number two, avoid cross-contamination when manscaping. Dude, you got to have a set pair of clippers, whatever it is, you know, a razor. Otto uses scissors because it's 1945.
Dude, those razors are like $50. You don't buy them. The Manscaped ones are like $50.
You don't need the Manscaped ones, dog. You just need designated grooming, like, you know what I'm saying, clippers, bro. That's it.
Scissors work.
Okay.
Just don't chop it off, guys.
And remember, it's going to take flexibility when you're grooming homies. You know, you gotta be willing to hike a leg up there. You know what I'm saying?
Get yourself something to position yourself with.
And if you can, use some pre-shave oil. You know, and don't use it for other reasons.
I've never done that.
Don't use it for other
reasons. Oh, I get what you're saying.
But yeah, some pre-shave oil down there will get it right. And the final thing you need to remember is be prepared for some stubble.
Ew.
All right, that's going
to
be a
That's
little...
why you can't go to skin. Because if you go to skin, do you know how itchy that is? I'm just telling you, I did it one time, and it was a horrible mistake. That's why I only use scissors, because I'm never going through that again. Do you know how itchy that is?
God, oh, dude, I keep a gardener. Number two of mine. Let us know if there's any tips we missed when it comes to manscaping.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.